time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
So I don't know if you remember the clue from last week's Abandoned Manitoba, but it involved an elephant, and all I've been thinking about the past week is the idea of Gordon perhaps joining the circus. I don't know. Let's find out. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia. No, I have no such aspirations, I'm afraid.
Oh, man. Okay, so what was the clue? Remind us.
Well, over the past several weeks, I've been getting exercise by walking along my street. And I was reminded of good advice that I received in my childhood from an elephant.
But nothing to do with the circus.
Nothing at all, I'm afraid.
Fine, let's get to the advice. What was it?
Well, I live on the outskirts of Winnipeg, and roads in my area do not have sidewalks, so I'm obliged to walk along the edge of the road. Now, frequently, when I encounter other people out walking, you know, in some cases, they're walking toward me on the same side of the street. Well, not only does it make it harder to practice social distancing, you know, unless one of us moves aside, it's also very unsafe for another reason. I was taught as a child that as a pedestrian, I was always supposed to walk on the left side of the road, facing the incoming traffic, not on the right side where I would not see vehicles approaching me from behind. You know, and yet I find many people today are not aware of this basic rule. And it's probably, I think, because it was not drummed into them as children by Elmer the safety elephant.
Okay, so I know Elmer the patchwork elephant because I read those books to my kids, but you're talking about a different Elmer.
I am indeed. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there who have never heard of Elmer the safety elephant. And I think that's probably in cases where, you know, maybe people didn't grow up in Canada because he's a uniquely Canadian invention. In fact, he was invented back in 1947 in Toronto. And the idea was that they were worried because as the population of Toronto was increasing and there were more cars on the road, especially after the Second World War, that kids were out on the street playing maybe might be hurt. And so, you know, they found that if a school teacher or a police officer lectured them about safety, it just didn't have the desired effect. What they found was that a cartoon character would have better success. And so they introduced Elmer the safety elephant. And it was a remarkable success. In the very first year alone, the number of accidents decreased by 44% in Toronto.
That is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know why they chose an elephant?
Probably a lot of people have heard the expression, elephants never forget. Well, I'm not sure that it's true, but the idea was that Elmer would emphasize a few basic traffic safety tips and that children should memorize these and never forget them. So I think that was sort of the elephant connection, that these were things you should not forget, just like an elephant.
Well, let's test that theory, shall we, Gordon? What were Elmer's rules?
Well, when they were first introduced in 1947, there were five rules. The first one was look both ways before crossing the street. Second one, keep away from the space between parked cars. The third rule, ride your bike safely and obey all signs and signals. Rule four, play your games in a safe place away from the street. And finally, the fifth rule, walk, don't run when you cross the street. Now, some people may remember this and they may go, well, no, actually, there was a sixth rule. And of course, that's the one that I was referring to about facing oncoming traffic. That one wasn't introduced until the 1960s. And in fact, today, there is actually a seventh rule called always wear a seatbelt in the car. That one was added in the 1980s as cars were getting seatbelts installed in them.
Now, if Elmer came to Toronto in 1947, when did he arrive in Manitoba?
Well, the whole idea of using this cartoon character to promote safety was really picked up by the Kinsmen clubs across Canada, and they brought it here to Manitoba. So the first place that I was able to find that introduced Elmer was the city of Brandon in 1952. And there, the chief of police went to a local elementary schools, and he sort of described the basic premise of it. Each school would be given a triangular green pennant. And on the face of the pennant was a picture of Elmer, the safety elephant. The pennant would be raised on the school's flagpole. Every school, of course, had a flagpole. And it would stay there as long as no child was involved in a traffic accident. Unfortunately, if accidents did occur, well, the pennant would be lowered to half-mast. Or I found in some cases later on, particularly, it would be taken down altogether for periods ranging from anywhere from 15 days to 30 days to an entire year. And of course, all the children in the school would attend a pennant-lowering ceremony. It was to impress on the kids the importance of following Elmer's rules.
Now, if that was Brandon, I'm assuming that other places in Manitoba also followed suit?
Right. So the first occurrence that I was able to find of Elmer in Winnipeg was 3 years later in 1955. But it didn't expand province-wide until the early 1960s with support from the provincial government. And so I would say that anyone who attended elementary school in Manitoba in the 1960s, and that includes me, probably remembers being introduced to Elmer's rules. But in fact, there's two additional aspects of this story that are unique to Manitoba that aren't necessarily imported from Ontario.
Well, don't hold back, Gordon. Do tell.
Okay, so Elmer the Safety Elephant was a cartoon character. He was drawn in 1952 by a cartoonist named Charles Thorson. Mr. Thorson was born in Winnipeg of Icelandic immigrant parents, and he worked as an artist, initially drawing illustrations for the Eaton's catalogs, at least until the mid-1930s, and that's when he moved to Hollywood. And he wanted to find work there. He did find work as a character designer for Walt Disney. Now, he's credited with actually created a whole number of, I think, quite memorable cartoon characters. So I'm sure listeners have heard of Snow White. And the story goes that Snow White is inspired by a Winnipeg waitress that Charles Thorson met in the 1920s. He also was said to have designed six of the seven dwarves. He later worked for Warner Brothers, and there he created the characters of Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, and he's thought to have played a role in the creation of Popeye and Mighty Mouse. Eventually, he returned to Winnipeg in the 1940s. He continued to do artwork for Eaton's and other places. And in fact, a huge collection of his artwork, including hundreds of watercolor drawings, pencil and ink sketches, you know, from his time in Hollywood, is held actually at the University of Manitoba Archives.
Okay, that's incredible. We need a whole segment or an interview about Charles Thorson, because I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, you know, people don't know that a lot of these very popular cartoon characters originated with a Manitoban.
Okay, so what's the second Manitoban aspect of the school safety story?
Well, in 1936, a young woman named Louise Staples was teaching at Greenway School here in Winnipeg on St. Matthews Avenue. She was worried about the safety of her pupils as they crossed the busy street. So she enlisted some of the older students to help guide the younger students across the street. And the idea proved so successful that it led to a national program, the Canadian School Safety Patrols. You know, and of course, school patrols are still in existence today, and I think they're a real testament to this forethinking Manitoba teacher. And in fact, from 1936, when the school patrols were first introduced here, until 1963, when Elmer the Safety Elephant went province-wide, not a single child in Winnipeg was killed going to or from school, and there were fewer than five that were injured in traffic accidents. You know, and this is thanks in no small part to school patrols and to this teacher, Louise Staples, that, you know, I think is largely forgotten today.
Now, what happened to Elmer the Elephant?
Well, you know, he is still around. You know, if you go online, you can find a website, elmer.ca, that's maintained by the Canadian Safety Council. But, you know, I just don't think the school pennant program is in use anymore. And it's too bad because, you know, I think Elmer was incredibly effective at promoting safe practices, you know, and if shown by nothing else than the fact that I still remember those rules so many decades later. And I suspect many of our listeners do, too.
He did his job.
He did indeed.
Gordon, what's for next week?
Well, you know, a fellow named Alexander Melville, who was born in Scotland in 1873, came to Winnipeg in 1903, and he practiced as an architect. Now, many of the buildings that Melville designed are still standing. And next week, we're going to talk about two specific classes of buildings that he designed, including a vacant one at Emerson.
So, like, no circus animals involved.
No circus at all, I'm afraid.
Gordon, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, Nadia. No matter where I go,
every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons ago.